Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Talking Worms from their recently released EP Last Days on Earth. With these post-punk vibes from Leipzig, I say hello and welcome to a new episode from Radio Coax for the independent music exchange project Indire. With regular music programs produced in rotation and broadcasted by all 8 participating radio stations, we want to support local artists and provide some insights into the local music scenes. Greetings are going out to Near FM from Dublin, EMA RTV from Sevilla, Radio Helsinki from Graz, Radio Student from Ljubljana and Zagreb, Civil Radio from Budapest, and Radio Campus France. I'm Sarah from Radio Coax in Halle, and for the first part of the show, I prepared some refreshing punk, post-punk, and wavy sounds from Halle, Leipzig, and Berlin for you. The first band you heard was Onion from Leipzig, and I just recognized that they were never played at an Indire show before, so I thought it was time. So in the interviews today, we talk with the Klabusterbären from Halle and with Mantarochen from Leipzig about their new EPs they just released. And the second part of the show will focus more on the melodic and melancholic sides of music that came out the last month. But for now, let's stick to fresh post-punk from the neighborhood and take a look at the band Blitzer. Blitzer is a garage punk trio from Leipzig that has just started last year. But they sound like they know exactly what they're doing. Enjoy some fresh egg punk from Leipzig with their song Smug Face.
I
Blitzer with Smugface from their new EP Dump, which was released this February. We stay in Leipzig a little longer and come to our first interview with Manta Rochen, a quite new band from Leipzig that really has some driving sound. Their new album In the Badger's Cave will be released tomorrow, so we had a little talk about the album and their music. My first question was how long they have been making music together and how they found each other.
Sebi and I, Diana, met in 2020 through the skateboard scene in Leipzig and started making music together. In 2022, we uploaded something to Bandcamp. This decision was quite spontaneous and without any expectations. And after 3 songs, we got our first concert request. Then panic broke out and Sebi asked Tom if he wanted to play bass. And we quickly finished 2 more songs, so we had 5 songs. Yeah, Tom is a good friend of Sebi. They have known each other for 10 years and have played in a band together before.
What musical influences do you have?
Early 80s wave and punk bands like Upwards, The Cure, Joy Division. Also modern bands like Lebanon Hannover.
What topics do your songs deal with? Is there a theme that runs through the album?
I deal with depression and PTSD, but it's never a subject I would sing about directly. It's more about feelings and images in my head. They can always be different. At the time we made the EP, I had the last exams for my master degree and I was extremely stressed. I guess that's why the lyrics aren't necessarily about bliss and chocolate.
Where did you record the album and how long did you work on it?
We did the final recordings ourselves in our living room and I think it took us about 3 months to create the songs, but it was never the plan, hey, we are making an EP now. We make music on the side when we have time and we are not too exhausted from the day. We also go swimming or play squash, go skating, and sometimes we feel like making music.
Is there a song that is particularly important to you?
I think there is no special song. They're all on the same level. I'm personally very happy to say there's no filler song or something like that. But there are some songs that are more groovy to play than others. For example, my personal favorite is Blue Hats. But as I said, yeah, all in all, they're a lot of fun to perform.
Will there be an opportunity to see you live in Halle, Leipzig or the surrounding area in the next few weeks?
Unfortunately not, because Diana and I, Sebi, are going to do something quite unusual this summer. We'll be in a little hut in Switzerland in the mountains and we'll be making original Swiss cheese. Yes. It will be just the 2 of us with our dog and 40 cows. But in the meantime, Tom will hold down the fort in Leipzig and hopefully he can come visit us so we can make music together, record sounds from nature and incorporate them maybe into new songs. After that, we are looking forward to play concerts and maybe going on a little tour.
you just heard our little talk with Manta Rochen and a song from their new EP, which is called Reflection. That's the song, and the EP, which will be released tomorrow in the Badger's Cave. So if you like their music, you can look forward to tomorrow, and you can find them on Bandcamp. So let's have a look into the punk scene in Berlin for a change. Our next band is called Rouge. That is obviously not German, but French for red. 2 years after debuting with their self-titled digital album, they are back on Phantom Records, this time with a physical vinyl LP. 8 songs swirl around between garage punk, post-punk, surf rock and synth punk. Between all the songs with English lyrics, there is one in German language called Verfühlt, that indeed is hard to translate into any other language. But we will now listen to the song Repeating Game with its howling and squeaking guitar sounds. With Repeating Game, just released on Phantom Records. With such great music, why don't stay in Berlin for a moment and dive into melodic anarcho post-punk from Cyan, which members come from all corners of the world but are based in Berlin. Since 2019, they have been creating music to confront and fight ideologies that dominate and oppress human rights and the conservation of our planet. Collectively, they combine their moral values, philosophical principles, and passion for post-punk music. Sometimes witchy, always political.
Thank you.
This was Sian with their song Puppets. And if you live in or nearby Leipzig, you maybe even saw them live last weekend because they played at the World Gothic Meeting, which is a quite big event every year in Leipzig when all the city gets black and very gothic styly. They played there at the Gothic Pogo Festival, so maybe you even saw them live last weekend. Then I'm jealous because I like their sound very much. So you are still listening to the new Indie show from Radio Corax, which is broadcasted in 8 European countries as part of the project Independent Radio Exchange. And since we are broadcasting from here, let's finally move to Halle. After more than 6 months, Halle-based independent punk label Turbo Discus is back with a release. It's the first release of the post-punk call-in band DBR. No title needed. More important is the message that comes with the medium that can be ordered since May 9th. Buy cassettes, destroy Spotify. The 10 songs can still be heard on their Bandcamp page, but for the highest enjoyment, get yourself the tape or see the band in a town near you. The sound. There is indeed no title needed. So let's move on to a musical smasher. On the 31st of December last year, Halle-based punks Suck 2000 put out their EP Wir waren's nicht. In English, it wasn't us. Sneaky little songs gather on here. One of them also got its own music video in March. The song Bahn or Bahnfahren, which is in English train or on the train, is coming alive in exactly the situation sung in the song. The punks play their hearts out on the guitar, bass guitar and drums publicly while riding a train. Most of the passengers seem curious and interested, whereas the conductor seems a little irritated, so the band gets complimented out of the train. But there was already enough footage for a great and funny music video for us and you to enjoy. This is Suck 2000 with their song Bahn.
Kippe brennt. Zauberkacke.
Blonde from Suck 2000. So in German there is an expression which is alte Hasen, which means in English old rabbits, for people that are very experienced in a special field. The Klabusterbären are such old rabbits for the punk movement in our city. Their current release is their 8th one in total, but the first to be uploaded on Bandcamp. There will be a physical vinyl LP, of course. Follow in June, that is called Wer's ruhig will, soll aufs Land ziehen. Who likes the quiet shall move to the countryside. The opener of the LP has not only the same title, but high hit potential, if one can say so in a DIY punk habit. Luise spoke with them about their new album, which was released on the 17th of May.
Hello, I'm here with the Klabusterbären from Halle, Saale, in East Germany. Maybe you want to introduce yourself for a second.
Yeah, my name is Roman. I started with music when I was 15. It was in the former GDR, and we have a little punk band in this time. With the Klabusterbären.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Christoph, and I started making music. I learned organ as a child, and I joined some bands, like pop bands or...
Wedding bands
also, and about 20 years ago I joined the Klabusterbären here in Halle. So I play the keys, though.
And I play the drums and write a lot of lyrics for the band.
You told me before when we smoked a cigarette outside how your band was founded. Please tell us again, how did the Klabusterbären found?
Yes, in the beginning it was not really a band. It was a bunch of friends who play at a squatter party. And was very spontaneous. And the audience screamed the name Klabusterbären. This was the beginning of the band in 1994.
So your new album, which is called Wer's ruhig will, soll aufs Land ziehen, is already your 8th album. Since when are you around, like, musically as a band? And what's your story behind of becoming a punk band here in Halle?
We started as a punk band, but now we have a lot of other influences in our music, like new wave, post-punk,
hardcore.
No, a little bit. Sometimes some reggae music. So we mixed it. What we like, yeah, because we are getting older and open our mind for other music, and we have a lot of influences. I think also pop music and indie music, and our base is punk, of course. We are also limited musicians, more or less. And so it will always punk, but we don't think about what other people think about this issue.
Yeah, it's developed. Because you said it, we are on stage for now 30 years.
Yes.
And it developed. So the first recordings were rubbish.
very punk.
So we're getting better and better from album to album.
Yes.
Which is true. I don't say this or mention it up, because it is the truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
So maybe comparing your first album to your recent released album in terms of music, how would you describe the difference between these kind of albums?
Our first album was really what we call Deutschpunk or Ostpunk, really raw and aggressive music.
Fast.
Fast. In the song, you know, we started with maybe 120 BPM and ended with 200 or so. And change our sound.
It's not comparative in this way.
On the cover of your newest album, there is a cat cozily rolled up into a cycle. Is this the character that you're referring when you're saying Wer's ruhig will, soll aufs Land ziehen? In English, who likes the quiet should move to the countryside?
The cat was the idea of our illustrator, not our idea. And this was his intention when you hear this the title of the album. And the song is about living in the city. You love it or you hate it. And when you hate it, you better leave the city. Yes, and a lot of people come to our city or to Berlin, and then they call the police when it is loud outside, or they live in the neighborhood of a music club and make some trouble for the music club. And we didn't understand this, because this is why we live in the city, because we loved also this noise.
Yeah, and it's of course a symbol of, it looks very peaceful, the cat, it's sleeping, it's very cuddling, you named it. So yeah, it's a picture of this kind of quietness or peace. It's very peaceful.
Wer es ruhig will, soll aufs Land ziehen. Who likes the quiet should move to the countryside. We also wondered if the title could refer to nasty neighbors in our town that start a fight and call the cops as soon as the weather gets nice and warm and people gather and hang out in the public places.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. You have, as soon as the album will be physically published, you have an album release party here in Halle. Maybe you could tell us where it is.
Yeah, it's end of July, 27th of July, on the theater ship of the Wook Theater, down at the Kiebichenstein. And we're very excited for that. It's a very small and special place.
Yes, because we have this one song, The River, Der Fluss in German, The River in English. We have also a video for the song, and so we think it's a good idea to go to the river and
celebrate this moment after 7 years.
The Saale, in Halle Saale. Yeah, sadly, our European listeners maybe can't come to your concert, but maybe they can watch your video about the song.
Yes,
Der Fluss, the river. You are doing music since 30 years now, and as everybody knows, maybe Germany was once splitted in two pieces, and I wondered, how did the moment where the German wall felt
came down
when the German wall got rocked down. rocked down by David Hasselhoff. What did it to you in musical terms?
This was the time when I moved from my hometown, Wolfen, in the near of Bitterfeld, very nice city, to Halle. And it was a very cool time, very exciting time, and a lot of adventures waiting for us as young punks. And a lot of buildings was squattered, and no police in the streets. One side it was cool, of the other side all the bad guys like the Nazi skins also like this when no police is in the streets. And musically I came under the influence of hardcore music, because a lot of bands from New York and from other towns in the US came to Leipzig, to Coney Island, and before to the NATO. Was also a club, or is a club in Leipzig. This was a really cool time, and this was the perfect, this kind of hard music. It was the right soundtrack for this time.
Yes.
We were the generation, I don't know, I was 16, 18, somewhere elder, of course, but it was this time for us, for our generation, when the wall came down, when everything changed. And the bands, you named it, the bands came to Germany, which couldn't come to play concerts before. So this was a very, very big aspect, to see the bands live for the first time. You only knew from your cassette player, copied four or five times, to get connected to the band.
I think also for the bands it was a special moment to play in the East, also in East Germany, also in Poland and other countries in East Europe. It was a very special time with a lot of energy.
Yeah, and what was easy from that on to buy cassettes, or to get in touch with the music to buy it. So you couldn't buy Gorilla Biscuits in a store before.
Wer's ruhig will, soll aufs Land ziehen. Who wants it quiet should move to the countryside. Two words from the Klabusterbären. I hope you enjoyed this insight into their new album. And as I promised in the beginning, we slowly move to some softer sounds now and turn our attention to Neil from Leipzig. Neil's debut EP, Somewhere Nice, came out in March and settled somewhere between ecstasy and melancholy, combining the band's influences from shoegaze, post-punk and indie. Here's their song, Sleep. Expand the radius of the program a little with our next artist. Purpur Spit is from Geneva in Switzerland, but released her new album Scavengers, Time Travels and Scrapbooks on the Leipzig DIY label and recording studio of Bits and Pieces. That is definitely worth checking out. Purpur Spit performs as a one-woman band, even though she might not be all alone in her head. She plays some wavy, popish post-punk, and today I brought her song Painkiller 2 with me.
Violence in the voice.
Bit with Painkiller. I suggest we change the style a bit and take a detour to arty electropop with Peter Peak. Peter Peak is a painter and musician from Leipzig. His deep connection to art shows up in his creative videos, which are a big part of his never-ending continuous output. He just released a new video and also sent us the song and a few words.
Arrival in the RE 95.9 from Radio Korax.
Hi, you are listening to Indie Ray, hosted by Radio Korax in Germany. My name is Peter Peak, and I'm currently on the road on tour in Austria, Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, and Hungary. So I hope you catch me there. And in the meantime, this is my song, Loser. Have a good day.
You're my dearest, my favorite blue.
Peter Peak and Loser. And with this next song, our show is already coming to an end, I'm afraid. And I hope you enjoyed the insight into the music scene in our region and beyond. And as a farewell, I have something more on the calm and quiet side from Walter Frosch, which is a duo from Switzerland, released their third LP called Star 10110 or 10110. And they released it on the Berlin-based label Mangel Records, as well as the American label Glowing Dagger. You now listen to the opening of Walter Frosch's new album, which is the song Broken Wings, I Don't Feel a Thing. And with the song I say bye-bye and until the next time for Anyway.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.
Hey, this is Diana from Manterwochen and you're listening to Grey from our new EP In the Badger's Cave.
Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.